your reality positive rather than negative. That's the whole idea behind the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. Ken Kessler and I are here in this hour to overview some of the things that are going on, the important stories of the day, some of the things that you'll be thinking about during the course of the day and maybe want to talk about with some degree of expertise. So we'll load a little bit into your head and see if that works. Jennifer Horner is normally here with us also in this hour. She's on a different assignment for a couple of weeks. So you have us and you to work together. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug@DougSteffen.com or Ken@DougSteffen.com. Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Twitter @Good Day Show. Many people will start the conversations off with a focus on Syria. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to talk about September 11th because I think it is more important, frankly, than Syria. I think us thinking about what happened on September 11th 12 years ago is something that is, first of all, in my mind, Kenny, it blows my mind to think that it was 12 years ago, because there, for many of us, although there's a distance that we put between us and that, there's still that visual, the not only the planes going into the building, but the buildings coming down, and all of the material floating around the air, people in New York City. It's a vivid, vivid memory. And thinking about the victims, I think about their loved ones, frankly. And a lot of them will gather at Ground Zero to commemorate the attacks with the reading of names and moments of silence and serene music. It's pretty much become a tradition. The two-year-old Memorial Plaza will have a lot of relatives reciting the names of the 3,000 or close to 3,000 people who died when things not only happened in New York, but also at the Pentagon and near Shanksville, Pennsylvania. The governor is there. Billy Joel will be there performing. Firefighters are expected to join. There's a big motorcycle ride from Manhattan Firehouse to Ground Zero. Wreath laying. All of the things that you've going to come to expect. There was a decision that was made last year for no politicians to speak, and that is going to continue. No politician speaking. Not the mayor, not the governor, not city, nobody. Over his years as the mayor and chairman of the September 11th Memorial and Museum, Mr. Bloomberg is sometimes tangled with victims' relatives and religious leaders and other elected officials over an event that is so steeped in symbolism and emotion. His administration has largely succeeded in its goal of keeping the commemoration centered on the attack victim and their families, victims, and free of political grandstanding, which I think is to his credit, don't you, Kenny? When you think about it, there's a lot of guys like Congressman Peter King. He's a big gas bag, loves to get in to circumstances like this, and they don't bring anything to the table. What do they have to say? There's nothing really to be said, in fact, is there?
No, and a lot of times they tend to, whether it's their intent or not, they tend to politicize it.
Yeah.
And it just ends up making people angry. And,
yeah.
You know, this day especially, we don't need that.
What are you going to do today? What good deed will you do today in the name of the thousands who died 12 years ago? 888-302-3684. May I ask that question, Kenny, on Facebook? Let's ask that question. What good deed are you going to... I don't know why I'm asking you permission. It's my Facebook page. But it's okay, because you're kind of running...
Sounds nicer than telling me here, Jesus.
No, but it does sound better. Are you comfortable with anything that has to do with this this acknowledgement? It's not a celebration. The whole business is something which tears us apart still. We think about what happened, why it happened. And if you want to tie Syria to this, you can, if you want to. I'm not going to tell you how to think or what to think. I'm here to tell you what I think. And then you can respond or acknowledge or do whatever you want, ignore, if you'd like. I think the things that are going on in Syria and our contemplation of being involved, whether right or wrong in an emotional or ethical sense, is what causes, what caused September 11th and what causes other things to get in the way of us living peaceful, happy lives. There are a lot of people who argue no matter what, we're going to have our enemies. Yep, that's true. But why give them food? Why feed them with reasons to think that it's time for another activity that's aimed to get under America's skin? Food for thought. I offer that only because I think that way myself, frankly. I think we have done many things over the years. Doesn't mean that what happened on September 11th is right by any stretch of the imagination. And if there's a, I don't like the word hate, but if there's an appropriate use of it, it is aimed, from my perspective, at those who pulled off that heinous crime and who continue to win at the hands of circumstances that present themselves in America, like the TSA. The terrorists won on September 11th, if you will. They didn't beat us. They just won the day. And they continue with our activities, the Patriot Act, what's happened to our freedoms, all of those things they desire to disrupt. They did, and they have, and they will continue. Because we haven't got a corner on how to really deal with this stuff, at least intelligently, with integrity. There's no integrity to the TSA or that process. None. And there's no integrity to what is in the Patriot Act for the most part. No, there's none, really. It just has invaded your privacy. The NSA and all of the stuff that is used now as an excuse to invade your privacy. We've got to protect American citizens. Come on. Who believes that? Really? You believe that? 888-302-3684. Our poll today at DougStephan.com asks how you are observing the day. A, going to a memorial. B, attending a church service. C, quiet reflection on my own. I think that's where I would be. I'm not so quiet because I'm here with a bully pulpit to talk to 3 million people. But still, I think during the day today when I otherwise am pursuing what I'm supposed to be doing, I will be thinking a lot about what we heard that day on the air, Kenny, and what we saw that day, what we talked about on the air, all of us. Maybe you're going to spend the day with your family and friends. Maybe it's just another work day for you. Boy, I certainly hope a lot of time is spent in schools talking about this. So the observation question, take the poll, if you will, homepage at DougStephan.com.
Attention roofing contractors and homeowners. The Home Depot is running a special on shingles from GAF, North America's largest roofing manufacturer. Buy a pallet or more of in-stock Timberline or Royal Sovereign shingles and get 15% off the everyday shelf price. Just visit your local Home Depot between September 5th and September 15th and save 15% on GAF Advanced Protection Shingles, the preferred brand of professional contractors. GAF and the Home Depot, the best choice for roof systems and accessories.
Go on, sweetie. Jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
I try to put myself out there, but it seems they're all the same, just telling me what I want to hear.
Don't fret. You can find your car insurance soulmate. It's easy at Geico.com. You can pay your bill, manage your policy, and you could even save some major cash. If we could reach through the computer to pull your chair out for you and give you a kiss on the hand, we would. Because you deserve to be in a happy, healthy car insurance relationship. That's what life is all about. For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
Look, kid, on this job you can use any wrenches you want, but I use Westward wrenches. Ratcheting, ratcheting reversibles, spline drives, flex wrenches, quality stuff. Man's choice of wrench is a personal thing. I am not going to tell you what wrenches to use, but use Westward. All Westward wrench sets are 25% off at Grainger this month. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com/Westward promo or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Promo ends September 30th, 2013. Visit Grainger.com/Westward promo for details.
So you're leaving that great barbecue joint in the warehouse district, and you're about to get into your truck, except there is no truck, and
Holy cow, it hits you. Your keys are missing and your Silverado's been stolen. And before you go crazy over the injustice of it all, you tap your OnStar app. A soothing woman says, no problem. And before you can say that thief is going down, she helps you file a police report. Then she pings a signal that bounces 12,000 miles into space, giving her the lat and long of your truck, which she shares with police and continues to share until the joyrider's in their sights. When the officer gives the go-ahead, OnStar sends a signal that slows his speed, just as the thief is saying, what the... And it's hard to say who's more amazed by the whiz-bang, don't you dare mess with my truck technology. You, or the guy who's about to do hard time. All because you drive a Chevrolet Silverado connected by OnStar. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
It's Tuesday, it's Wednesday, September 11th. Where did I go off on Tuesday? Wednesday, the 11th of September. As I remember, September 11th, 12 years ago, was a Monday, wasn't it? Was it a Monday? It was a Tuesday. Okay.
Tuesday.
Michael Fortier is at the controls in our studio in Washington. I'm on my farm in Framingham, Massachusetts. Ken is in his studio in San Diego. We're here on the Good Day program to overview some of the hot hits, if you will, the discussions that will make it through the day. And I'm betting that more of you will talk about September 11th, 12 years ago today, than we'll talk about Syria. Maybe you'll put things together. Maybe you'll have a conversation about all the attention being paid to this golf course in Wisconsin. That's in the rough, so to speak. Story at DougStefan.com. A tone-deaf promotion offering nine holes for $9.11 on the 12th anniversary of September 11th. Apparently, they've been doing this for the last couple of years. Nobody's paid much attention to it. So this year, the tumble-down trail golf course in Verona went on the defensive, apologizing for what many consider to be a tasteless pitch, offering would-be golfers nine holes with a cart for $9.11 per person, 18 holes with a cart for $19.11. The ad appeared earlier this week in the Wisconsin State Journal, and so the outrage continues. Here's John in Miami. You outraged about this, John?
I'm just outraged that people are outraged. I mean, what do they have against us when they attacked us? It was about capitalism, right? They hate our capitalism, they hate our freedom.
Why do you say that? Well, they don't like us. You think it's just because we're capitalists or because we have freedom?
I think it's one of the things. Yeah, freedom, definitely. They don't speak too kindly to freedom. I don't think they can handle freedom over there. That's why it's such an oppressed society. You want a quiet day to reflect. I think capitalism is one of the things our country was founded on. And if they're attacking our country based on our values and what we stand for, I think nothing better than, you know, a day of no politics, a quiet day of reflection out on the golf course. I only wish, I mean, I'm in Miami. That's a bargain, $19.99 for 18 holes for the golf course.
Yeah, that it is. No, well, imagine what it would be if you were up around Wellington in Palm Beach.
Yeah,
that's
a lot more.
A little bit more. All right, John, thanks for your reflection and your thoughts. Always eager to hear from anybody, no matter what. There's no right or wrong to this. Well, I think maybe he's right. There's not even a right or wrong to the golf thing. Is it in bad taste? A lot of people, you can understand why people would think it is, but they didn't mean any harm, it didn't seem, by presenting it. And the fact they've done it the last couple of years makes you wonder why this year there's an exception. It's 21 after the hour.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Neil Young, a song obviously inspired from the events of this day. In fact, this was the, I think what you heard, there was a cell phone call from a passenger on flight 93 as they tried to take the plane back from the terrorists. Right, Kenny? Wasn't that this, the origin of this, as I remember?
Yes, he called his wife and let her know what was going on. And then she said the last thing after he told her he loved her and said goodbye, she heard him say to the other passengers, "Let's roll."
Yeah.
And they were going to try and take the plane back.
Do what they could do. Yep. Pretty amazing when you think about even the technology that was used then and what you could hear and what we know from what might have been the case 10 years before that. So a thought and a memory from Neil Young that's appropriate. For those of you who are new to the program, normally at this time in each hour, there's usually a musical connection to some emotional event, something that's going on, something that rings a bell with you. And then during this hour, because oftentimes things are so serious, some of the news, the things, the information we have to pass along is so heavy, I like to lighten it up a little bit. And there is relevance often to the lighter side of some of the serious things that are going on, presented by the late night host. Evidenced by Conan O'Brien, Jay Leno, David Letterman, and Jimmy Fallon here.
Hey, the CDC says it's graphic anti-smoking TV ads. You've seen those. Mm-hmm. It's anti-smoking TV ads have helped over 200,000 people to quit. Yeah. Oh, yeah, no. Not quit smoking, quit watching television.
Hey, you know, this seems... This seems terribly unfair to me, but now skeptics are questioning if Diana Nyad cheated on her swim from Cuba to the United States. Some people just can't believe she could make it 110 miles across an open ocean without any problems. Especially people on Carnival Cruise. They've never been able to do it. You know, they think, well, how could she do it? We've never been able to do it. How can they do it?
Are you aware of the fact that it's the election day here in New York City? Huh? Very important election. Now, here's how important it is. Millions and millions of New Yorkers earlier today did not go to work so they could pretend to vote. It's that important.
Important it is.
Absolutely. Candidates are pulling all stops out. It's a last minute. It's a desperate campaign. Anthony Weiner.
Yes. Yes.
So desperate to get votes earlier today, he was seen swinging naked on a wrecking ball.
Hey, guys, it's Fashion Week here in New York City. You feeling it? Very exciting. The city's filled with hundreds of models, or as restaurants call that, the off-season. Actually, Fashion Week held its first ever plus-sized fashion show. Yeah, apparently. Apparently they're hoping it creates a more positive body-friendly atmosphere, which it might if they didn't call everyone there plus-sized. Don't mention the size. That's the point, right?
Jimmy Fallon on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. Ken Kessler and I are here addressing some of the things that are going on. Can't touch on all of them. I want to go back to Diana Nyad for a second. The skeptics are claiming
She didn't do what she says she did. She couldn't have done it without a shark cage. That is the swim from Cuba to Florida. Speculation that she'd gotten into or held onto a boat during part of the journey has driven her team to hold a lengthy conference call with a dozen members of the marathon swimming community. She said it was her understanding of the sport that the first person to make a crossing got to set the rules for that. That's interesting, isn't it? She said the Florida Straits rules would largely maintain what they all agreed on. No flippers, no shark cage, no getting out of the water, never holding on to a boat, never holding on to the kayak, never being supported by another human being or being lifted up or helped with buoyancy. So she said, I didn't violate any of those things. I wonder what will come of the examination of this today, 28 past the hour.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Mary Madeline and Ron Reagan, coming right up.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. But the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Madeline and Reagan. Should President Obama have gone to Congress for a vote on whether to attack Syria after killing 1,400 civilians with sarin gas?
Well, he should not have said what he was going to do, let alone release the leak the target list and then go to Congress after the fact. He keeps countermanding his own projections, his own symbols. As we all know, words mean something and words mean nothing when it comes to international affairs.
He should have done one or the other.
Either
you do as Israel did, and okay, Syria uses chemical weapons, and without telling anybody anything, you just go in and take out some of their chemical munitions. Now, if you're not going to do that, though, I have great sympathy for going to Congress for military action, because Congress is the one who's supposed to declare war, and bombing a foreign country is an act of war.
I'm Mark Green. That was your Both Sides Minute with Ron Reagan.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great Talk Radio starts here.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario, still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Stories of the day discussed sometimes in detail, sometimes just sort of offhanded comments and remarks. That's part of what we do traditionally here on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. The news nuggets focused on diplomacy, the president's discussion last night. Let's see if we can get a couple of, well, one clip anyway from the Obama speech. How many people, if you're just joining us, last half hour we spent pretty much talking about September 11th. I think that's more important, frankly, than the discussion of Syria. That's my own bias. Most of our focus in terms of trying to get people to think about what's important today, from my perspective, is aimed at what happens today in Ground Zero, who's not going to be speaking, more interesting sometimes than who is speaking. So, with your input at 888-302-3684, we continue. Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day. Kenny, anything on September 11th coming from our social media, or is it pretty much all still just Syria?
Let's see. John says that he says our faculty is having a remembrance time at 7:45 today before the 8 o'clock classes start.
High school or college?
He doesn't say.
Yeah, okay, I think it's appropriate though at all levels to be discussing this, don't you? Today, whatever educational environment you're in. Yeah. All right. What else?
That's it so far for September 11th.
Okay. 888-302-3684. Feel free to express yourself one way or another. We just started that thread. So jump in and join hundreds of your friends that are listening. I hope that you'll consider the people listening to this program around the country and around the world as your friends. Last night, the president delivers his speech. It was rather short, to the point. His explanations may be open to questioning. That's fine. Help yourself to that. Here, the president explains why we know the Assad regime was responsible for the chemical weapons attack.
We know the Assad regime was responsible. In the days leading up to August 21st, we know that Assad's chemical weapons personnel prepared for an attack near an area where they mix sarin gas. They distributed gas masks to their troops. Then they fired rockets from a regime-controlled area into 11 neighborhoods that the regime has been trying to wipe clear of opposition forces. Shortly after those rockets landed, the gas spread, and hospitals filled with the dying and the wounded. We know senior figures in Assad's military machine reviewed the results of the attack, and the regime increased their shelling of the same neighborhoods in the days that followed. We've also studied samples of blood and hair from people at the site that tested positive for sarin. When dictators commit atrocities, they depend upon the world to look the other way until those horrifying pictures fade from memory. But these things happened. The facts cannot be denied. The question now is what the United States of America and the international community is prepared to do about it. Because what happened to those people, to those children, is not only a violation of international law, it's also a danger to our security.
I don't get that. There's nothing about that explanation, a danger to our security, bringing the children. I don't get that. I don't think he made the case. You, 888-302-3684. One of the things that happens if you're new to the program is that from time to time we'll bring in excerpts from programs that we monitor as Ken Kessler produces this program, tries to get a sense of what people are talking about on other talk radio programs, other stations, because that's really the basis for conversation in general. Not just the fact that we were discussing the news talk radio is discussing the news, but I don't have a handle or a corner on knowledge, or I don't tell you that what I say is the law. I'm not one of those hosts who says, you must believe what I say because everything else is wrong. Yeah, I know what I think, and you're welcome to think what you think. And sometimes we gauge what people's thoughts are by listening to what other people are saying about an event or about some person or about something that has starch. So from time to time, you'll hear us take a quick excerpt from a talk radio program. For example, here's one hosted by Tim Conway, Jr., where he talks to Congressman Adam Schiff of California about the president asking Congress to postpone the vote on action in Syria.
Is the vote then permanently put off or put off until the Russian, the Russian method or Russian ideas are either going to come to fruition or are going to be ignored?
Well, the president wasn't clear tonight. He said that the vote should be postponed, and I think that's a good call, both because it should be postponed while this offer's on the table. But moreover, I think it probably is a necessity as well. I don't think the votes are there in the House.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Change.
Representative Schiff, since you are the senior member of the Intelligence Committee,
I'm a senior member. I'm not the ranking member, but go ahead.
Well, I put you up above everybody. But without revealing any top secret information, what do you know that we haven't seen?
I can tell you this, and this comes from somebody who, heard the whole case on Iraq, and we were obviously 100% wrong about Iraq's possession of WMD. So I'm very skeptical when the intelligence agencies present their conclusions on a hostile nation's chemical weapons program. But the evidence here is just overwhelming, and not just from our own intelligence agencies, but from respected NGOs, from tissue and blood samples, from overhead analysis of the projectiles being fired, from our allies and neighbors in the region and their intelligence. It's pretty overwhelming, and you get to a certain point where even if you're skeptical, if you disregard all of the arrows pointing the same direction, you're really just turning a blind eye to what's going on.
By the way, if you don't know what an NGO is, it's a non-governmental organization, supposedly nonpartisan. Most of the countries around the world that accept aid from America, foreign aid, have NGOs to work on distribution of the aid and working with the American companies that are required to do whatever it is. Let's say, I always use this as an example because it's a pretty good example. When the Suez Canal was built with aid from the United States, the handle for the whatever, how many billion dollars it took to build the Suez Canal, the idea was we'd give you the money, but you have to hire an American company to do it. So Perini Corporation was hired to build the Suez Canal. That's how, and the NGOs sort of supervise all of this as a party that would bring together the interests in Egypt and the interests in the United States. So that's kind of what they do. Meanwhile, I'm interested in the UN High Commissioner for Freedom and Rights, or whatever this, there's 87 different groups in the United Nations. Investigators say that they have checked out the allegations of chemical use, and they find that the government did massacre civilians, did bomb hospitals, did commit other war crimes to regain territory that had been taken by the rebels.
So if they are capable of massacring civilians, of bombing hospitals, and of other war crimes, are they capable of using the gas to kill civilians? Of course they are. But once again, people want to have some proof, which is not too much to ask, it doesn't seem to me. How does it seem to you? 888-302-3684. Also, because the evidence is less than ironclad, more people are banging around looking. I'm talking about the evidence of the chemical attack. I'm not talking about the evidence of these other things, the massacres, the bombings, the war crimes. That they've got them cold on that. So maybe that's what the excuse ought to be, to go in there and wipe them out, if they're looking for an excuse. Meanwhile, there was a powerful blast in Benghazi as September 11th dawned over that town. It was 1 year ago today, remember? The deadly attack on the consulate there, damaging the United States Foreign Ministry building in Libya, and all of the garbage that's been spewed by people who try to cover it up or to make something out of it that it wasn't. It was clearly a lack, from my perspective, of being able to manage and run things. Poor planning, and then the cover-up afterwards made us look even, at least from the American point of view, the people who don't like the administration anyway. But I think there was reason to be critical about what happened in Benghazi, because it was bad leadership, bad management. It was a mess. Should not have happened. That's my read on it. Your read is fine to share. 888-302-3684 on the Good Day program. I thought it was pretty interesting for those of you who love to talk about some of the entertainers that people are interested in, like Kristen Stewart. She says, Kenny, she's had a tough time since splitting from Robert Pattinson. It's taking a toll on her hair. She was spotted in Berlin with what appears to be a huge bald spot on the right side of her scalp. According to magazine reports, friends seem to be worried about how she's handling the stress. Her circle of friends are concerned that, she needs company. She needs to have her friends with her, so they've gone to Germany to be with her. They also have begged Robert Pattinson to visit with her. They fear the stress is getting worse because she's been trying to make contact with him and he's ignoring her. Really? Sources say he's unwilling to meet with her, has decided their relationship is over once and for all. So you know what? I've got the fix. Doug Steffen on the Good Day program with a fix for the problem that Kristen Stewart has with her hair. You know what it is?
I have a hunch.
Provia. P-R-O. VIA. Somebody get a hold of Kristen Stewart and tell her this is the perfect product for her because it's all natural. And you'll notice quickly, Kristen, a tremendous difference in that problem. Now, there are people who have propecia. That causes you to lose your hair, right? And brought on by stress, things that are going on, chemical things going on in your body brought about by stress. This is an all-natural product. And I'm not really being facetious here. I mean, I think probably the fact that she's feeling like she's distanced herself from him or he from her, and she doesn't like that just because she had an affair with another guy. What's the big deal? All right, so Kristen, get a hold of this product. TryProvia.com is the website, or you can call 800-525-8319. I get a note from somebody who said, quote, the product works so well, I've noticed a tremendous difference. My hair is noticeably thicker, and it's not falling out anymore. See, here's how Provia works. You put it on the places where there's no hair. It cleanses that part of your scalp so that the pores, which have been plugged by you using cheap shampoos, are opening up. And then the hair can start growing again. And there's also a component in this natural product, Provia, that thickens the hair that you already have. So the hair grows back again. It's a marvelous, marvelous, marvelous find, actually. And it works so well, it's guaranteed, in fact, or your money back. Provia is safe for colored hair, for treated hair. Go to TryProvia.com or call 800-525-8319. Mention Doug Steffen. You get free upgrade to priority shipping, a free month supply, and a gift as well. So all kinds of great reasons to get that hair growing back again, not the least of which is people will notice you're looking better. It's tryprovia.com or call 800-525-8319.
Attention roofing contractors and homeowners. The Home Depot is running a special on shingles from GAF, North America's largest roofing manufacturer. Buy a pallet or more of in-stock Timberline or Royal Sovereign shingles and get 15% off the everyday shelf price. Just visit your local Home Depot between September 5th and September 15th and save 15% on GAF Advanced Protection shingles, the preferred brand of professional contractors. GAF and the Home Depot, the best choice for roof systems and accessories.
Sears Auto Center offers complete car care. But did you know we also carry convenience? We've got online scheduling, weekend appointments, and convenient deals, too. Right now, save up to $70 on road handler tires. Get $100 in Shop Your Way points. And we'll check your alignment, battery, and more for free. Come to Sears Auto Center for complete auto care. Hassles not included. Sears, where better happens. Offer ends 9/21. Members earn points on qualifying purchases. Subject to full program terms, available at ShopYourWay.com. See store for details.
Life is a wild ride, but even that couldn't prepare you for this. You're on your ninth wild ride, the Carnival Twist and Whirl, your granddaughter's wishes trumping your amusement park fears. And it's here, healthy enough to feel the joy over the terror that the question hits you. How did I get here? Was it just hard work or smart choices? Like choosing Rite Aid and exclusive benefits for seniors with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65 Plus program. You get free pharmacist consultations that include medication reviews, blood pressure screenings, and immunization checklists. Wellness 65 Plus also gives you points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. All meant to keep you here. Now that you've actually gotten here, here, being the best and bravest grandma in the whole wide world. Stop by and enroll free in Wellness 65 Plus at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
Back to school got you on the run. Office Max has everything school requires and everything your student desires. With over 2,800 supplies in store, save on touchscreen laptops, tablets, printers, and ink, plus weekly penny deals and max value items at a buck or less. Office Max, the hot deals start here. Offer ends September 14th. Restrictions apply.
It's September 11th. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Good Day program. Monitor some of the stories we're talking about by going to DougSteffen.com. Also, our video of the day today. It's kind of an interesting one. Kenny found a television sports reporter in Kentucky. He's added a social media element to his broadcast. So when I saw this, I thought, this would be kind of cool for us. He wanted to make a name for himself and get his broadcast to go viral. So he started polling followers on Twitter just for fun, asking for things to add to his broadcast. His most recent is what he calls a Seinfeld cast, where he has inserted over 40 catchphrases and topics from Seinfeld to the broadcast. Now, I don't know whether we want to play this or not now, but it's something to pay attention to. By the way, at Office Max this week, find Acers. I always wonder if I'm pronouncing that correctly, Kenny. It is Acers, right? A-C-E-R.
I think so.
Acer's 8-inch Windows 8 tablet, $299, an incredible price. Comes with Microsoft Office Home and Student. Office Max, the hot deals start there. Meanwhile, the essence of what's going on around the country, in terms of what I said, the results of September 11th were the unprecedented losing of freedoms. If you didn't think I was on the right path, there's a story today with newly declassified information telling you a story of ground surveillance apparatus that the government has that's so unwieldy and so complex, nobody understands how to use it. So if you don't think that we have a country that's out of control when it comes to surveillance of what you're doing, find a piece of that story and acquaint yourself with it. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Bestow on you some more knowledge here. I'm Doug Steffen with more things to talk about, things to know as a result of activity that's happened in the last 24 hours. And because this is Tech Talk time on Good Day, the focus here will be on two different things. Certainly people are interested in Apple's new colorful iPhones. There actually are two phones, at least, to talk about. But before we get to that, our reporter Shelley Palmer is here to talk about Oyster, which is the Netflix of books. That's coming right up here on the Good Day program.
New research from Fidelity Investments finds that while more families than ever have started saving for college, parents are still on track to reach just one-third of their college savings goals. September is College Savings Month, a good reminder for families to review college priorities and create a regular savings plan to better prepare for future college expenses. Keith Bernhardt is Vice President of College Planning at Fidelity.
Starting to save early is a top piece of advice parents give when planning for college, and getting started is the first step. Mapping out a savings strategy early and setting up a dedicated tax advantage account like a 529 savings plan can help parents establish regular savings habits. Taking steps today to plan ahead and improve college savings may help alleviate taking on significant student loan debt in the future.
To learn more, visit fidelity.com/college or call 1-800-544-1914. Keep in mind that investing involves risk, including the risk of loss. Please carefully consider the plan's investment options, risks, charges, and expenses before investing. Brokerage services provided by Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE SIPC. I'm John Tritt.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, if you love reading but find yourself wasting money by buying books you never finish, you'll want to check out Oyster, which is like Netflix for books. For $9.95 a month, you get unlimited access to over 100,000 titles, with more being added each day. The app was created to make the process of finding and reading books easier than it's ever been. You won't have to worry whether a book is worth $12.99. Just start reading it and see if it grabs your attention. The app is built around discovery. It has a social feature so you can see what your friends are reading, and each book has a related tab to show you similar titles. The more you read, the smarter Oyster's algorithms become and the better recommendations it generates. It's only an iPhone app right now, but an iPad version is in the works and will be released later this fall. If endless reading for less than $10 a month is up your alley, you can request an invite to the service at oysterbooks.com. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to shelleypalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And
for a limited time, every Sam's Club member gets a savings book with more than $4,500 in extra savings on everything you need to kick off tailgating season, like party supplies, snacks, and drinks, plus the hottest Samsung electronics and LG TVs. Become a Sam's Club member today and get your savings book worth more than $4,500. Sam's Club. Join and save, because life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
What up? Evan here. Question. You like apples? I'll get to that in a minute. First, check out my motorcycle. Flames? Yep. Saddlebags? Yep. Room for two? Negatory! Sorry, ladies. I ride solo. Now, wait for it. How you like them apples? Aw, don't cry. Insuring this beast was crazy easy. Called Geico and boom, saved enough to buy a sidecar. Now, if you dry your tears, I might just let you ride in it.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. There is a new iPhone. Actually, to be completely accurate, there are two new iPhones. The new iPhone 5S is Apple's flagship phone, and it's the best iPhone you can buy. Looks exactly how the iPhone 5 looked last year, apparently. Comes in new colors, though, Kenny. New finishes, silver, gold, and spacey gray.
How the exciting.
Phone, yeah, my God. I was up early this morning to figure this out. The phone will have a new camera, better battery life, motion processing system, and even a fingerprint scanner for your security. The 5S will start at $199 with a two-year contract. The iPhone 5C, on the other hand, is cheaper and comes in five colors. Made of plastic, be available in white, blue, yellow, red, and green. Ooh. Sell at starting price of $99 with a two-year plan. It has an 8-megapixel camera, an HD FaceTime camera, and the latest wireless networking. Apple also set a release date for the iOS 7. Apparently, all this stuff's going to be available after September 18th. Right? Seems... we now know the rest of the story on that. So if you're eager to get a new iPhone, there you go, boys and girls.
Just in time for Christmas.
Look, kid, on this job you can use any wrenches you want, but I use Westward wrenches. Ratcheting, ratcheting reversibles, spline drives, flex wrenches, quality stuff. Man's choice of wrench is a personal thing. I am not going to tell you what wrenches to use, but use Westward. All Westward wrench sets are 25% off at Granger this month. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com/Westward promo or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Promo ends September 30th, 2013. Visit Grainger.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.